from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Hurricane Harvey now a Category 1. The fiercest hurricane to hit the U.S. in more than a decade has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but by early Saturday, it had already dumped more than 9 inches of rain on some parts of coastal Texas. No deaths were immediately confirmed in the hours after Harvey's arrival, but officials noted emergency crews couldn't get out in many places due to the high winds. The U.S. National Hurricane Center is still calling it a life-threatening storm. This is Corpus Christi resident Michael Brotherton.
It's a constant howl out there. You hear the wind, you don't really hear the rain, even though the rain's going on. But, you know, the wind's definitely going. You can hear the boards on the house shaking.
A worst-case scenario is that the hurricane could hug the coast for days and stay strong enough to remain a tropical storm. Iraqi forces say they have recaptured most of the northwest Iraqi city of Tal Afar from Islamic State, including its center, and raised the flag atop of its Ottoman-era citadel. Officials have said they hope to establish total control on Tal Afar by Eid al-Adha. Now, that's the Muslim holiday which starts in Iraq on September the 2nd. Ali Hussein is a militiaman with the Popular Mobilization Forces, also known as the PMF. He says, let the whole world see how the Iraqi people, its security forces, the Iraqi armies, and the heroes of the PMF have together liberated Tal Afar. And this is the 11th Brigade, the Ali Akbar Brigade, entering Tal Afar, along with the 9th Armored Division of the brave Iraqi army. And you can see through your camera and your eyes that the PMF has participated and brought along with the other Iraqi security forces to bring Tal Afar back to the country. This is VOA News. The United States is using new sanctions to forbid any dealings in Venezuelan debt or equity. It is Washington's latest move to pressure the repressive government of President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster told reporters the sanctions are meant to demonstrate that the U.S. will not allow an illegitimate dictatorship to take hold in the Western Hemisphere at the expense of its people.
We will continue to work with our friends and partners in the international community to support the Venezuelan people until their rights and democracy are fully restored.
President Trump has said in the past that the U.S. stands ready to help out militarily in Venezuela. The way Bana Umar tells it, VOA helped convince him to leave Boko Haram. Until the night of August the 18th, Umar was a fighter for the Islamist radical group, living at a camp in the vast Zambeza forest in northeastern Nigeria. When asked if what Boko Haram does is good and right, Bana Umar says it is not, because the group attacks people mercilessly and unjustly, and in his view, manipulates Islam to its own violent standards. Umar says he heard promises over the radio from the Nigerian chief of the army staff that defectors from Boko Haram would be welcomed, not punished. And he heard how Boko Haram's deadly ambushes and suicide bombings were received in the outside world. Many of us listen to radio stations like BBC and VOA, he says. He said, I listened to these radio stations frequently, and I realized that all our activities were evil. We killed, we stole, but what we are doing is not religion. Finally, I got fed up with the group. Umar is now in the Borno state capital of Maiduguri after fleeing the Boko Haram camp. His comments translated from Hausa provide insight how the militants recruit and retain fighters. Relatives and elders protesting the death of 10 Somali civilians allegedly killed in a raid by Somali and U.S. troops say the bodies of the victims will not be buried until the perpetrators apologize. Holding a news conference after a meeting in Mogadishu on Saturday, more than 300 Somali community leaders and relatives of the dead accused Somali troops, accompanied by U.S. military advisors, of having killed the 10 civilians during a raid on the farm. Somali officials initially said Friday that the troops had killed 8 al-Shabaab militants during an overnight operation. President Trump granted a pardon to former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who had been an early supporter of Mr. Trump's presidential campaign. The pardon comes less than a month after Arpaio was convicted of criminal contempt in a case involving his department's racial profiling policy. For more on all these stories, VOAnews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.